And now let's do the song that I already introed. All right, my ode to the golden days of Cyber Six, number 11, please.
Back in my college days, my love life was tragic, and get into that faithful day. Al Gore bought us the internet, there was no Firefox. We didn't even have IE, got on the web with links. Bathed in the glorious ASCII, I found an MUD, where people gathered to hang out and bitch for hours that their life was nothing to talk about. I picked a username, dubbed myself Dipbot Submarine, and soon an online angel emoted smiley on my screen.
Cassia Rhythm number 42, if you want to play along at home.
We started talking and found that we had so much in common. Star Trek movies and a steady diet of top ramen. She loved my oily llama. This is what I thought LOL stood for. Went to a private chat so we could get acquainted more. I worried that my roommate would soon be stumbling back home to make sure he wouldn't disturb us. I hung a sock over the phone, then turned back to the keyboard. Get back to my little e-flirt, and in my absentee, head tight, she'd taken off her shirt. I read her words, my mind went wild. She looked into my eyes and smiled. At least she told me that she did. Describing every move she'd make, each place she'd touch, each breath she'd take. Soon I was typing one-handed. Who would have thought I'd end years of dejected loneliness, making a keyboard love at 2.4 kbps, X-rated RPG with interactions just like Zork, my fingers trembling. And slowly we begin to pour. She typed her on my hands, ever so slowly up your thighs, my fingers trembling. As I look deep into your eyes, my fingers trembling as my lips part to take you in. I type and ram your face till I bruise my nuts against your chin. Some more till an idea gave me pause. This is an online world, we're bound by no physical laws. I type, I summon Dig Dug, I steal his pump and kick his ass, and then inflate my wang till it's the size of Mama Cass. And then I smack it back and forth the floor screaming bam bam, and it bursts forth an army of enormous mutant sperm. He's the size of a grand piano. They look at me and says, what be thy bidding, master? And I say, go forth and give Jerry Bruckheimer adrenal enema. They go flying off into the grayscale sunset, cackling maniacally as the heavenly chorus of angels plays a theme song to Coach on kazoo in perfect 13,000 part harmony. But I can barely hear them because I'm tearing through the jungle in my laser-powered rocket canoe with a Nona Ryder and a talking crime-fighting ninja chicken. And we're what? No carrier. John, button, please. John, button. Next track, please. Down and back to the domain, and in the dock fingered her name, but she was no longer logged in.
Wrote very detailed notes right there.
Silently, as my hard drive churned, I sat awaiting her return, but I'd never hear from her again.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.